Chapter 4. The quick infusion of alcohol had jolted me awake, but now my unease was tempered with dread. Had Quinn set me up, given me Dagny's passport just to get me out of town? The thought made me feel sick. Even after factoring in his CV as a former junkie, drug dealer, hired gun, and worse, I couldn't see him betraying me. I'd spent over 30 years mourning Quinn O'Boyle, certain he'd died in prison or OD'd. We'd known each other since high school, when he'd been my first lover and my first muse, subject of hundreds of black and white photos I'd shot of him while he was awake or asleep, tying up or nodding out. There was a terrible light in his bruised eyes. Even in photographs, it burned through me like acid, but I couldn't look away. Those photos had been the portal to my career photographing the birth of punk on the Lower East Side before I flamed out and hit the skids. One of the briefest artistic careers on record, though I had a lot of competition in those days. Ever since, Quinn's wasted beauty had haunted me. I looked for his face in every lover's, in every blasted landscape I wandered through, in every drink. Reykjavik was the first time I'd seen him since 1978. For the first time in decades, I felt something other than desperation and craved something more than alcohol or speed. The fact that Quinn hadn't known the Gambrel was under new management didn't seem like a good portent for our reunion. I found a seat in the back of the subway car and dug out the scrap of paper Quinn had given me, scrawled with four words, "The Gambrel, Derek Haverty." Nothing about how Quinn knew this guy, nothing regarding how long it had been since they'd seen each other, or where, or under what circumstances. I was starting to get the feeling that maybe I didn't want to know. I shoved the note back into my pocket and searched my satchel for the Focalin I'd bought from my connection back in New York, removed four caplets, and popped them dry. I could have done with something stronger, but I assumed London would be a good place for that. The entire 1970s punk scene had been fueled by speed and the same three guitar chords. I stared at the advertisements.